Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Warm welcome to the fourth episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. Wow, these past, 5 days or something now has been intense energetically. For those of you who doesn't follow my Instagram, if you want more updates when it comes to astrology and what's happening energy wise and stuff like that, I will have more up-to-date information on my Instagram, so always make sure that you follow that if you're interested in knowing what's going on around us. Because today I will kind of go back to all the three previous episodes and talk about how we stop identifying with our past experiences. Because as I said in the first episode, that this does not affect me. Whatever has happened before does not affect me anymore. That's why I can talk about it so openly. But it took me a while to get here, obviously. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is how we stop identifying with the past, how we stop being victims of our past and our past circumstances. And this is a huge topic, actually, of course, since there's so many layers to this. And of course, this is very individualized. And yeah, people say, yeah, healing takes time. Sometimes it actually doesn't. And I said that as well in my first episode. Sometimes it goes so much quicker than we can imagine. And some things can take half our lives to even get into certain stages of healing. And there's nothing right or wrong in this. But identifying with our past experiences will basically just attract the same type of experience over and over and over. So we just create more receipts that is our reality when it doesn't have to be that way. So when we kind of start to break these patterns and actually heal from our past experiences, that's when we can change the future, change our future experiences, and actually realize that we are not our past. And just because something has happened once or twice or 50 times, it does not have to continue that way, but it really is up to you. So with each and every experience, trauma, whatever we want to call it, first of all, with every situation, we need to go through the 7 stages of grief. And yeah, it sounds a lot to go through this process in every situation, but it really is so important to digest what has happened. So the seven stages of grief is first shock, and then we go into denial, and you can stay in denial for the rest of your life. Like, you can stay in these stages for a very, very long time. But after denial comes anger. And I've been stuck in anger for, I was stuck in anger for a while when it came to a lot of different situations that I've experienced. But then it goes over from this anger to bargaining. So basically starting to, like, I could have done this in a different way. You start looking at, like, the bigger picture, asking from help from higher powers, whatever you do. And that can then lead to the depression phase, blaming yourself. And it's a very harsh stage, but it's a stage that we need in order to come to self-realization, to take accountability and stuff like that. But then moving from that depression into acceptance and hope, realizing that everything does happen for a reason, and having hope for a better future. And that's when we can start to process the grief and continue forward into a healing stage. So these are, like, the first seven stages of every difficult trauma and situation that is most of the time necessary to go through in order to then find a healing process. Meaning, according to me, getting into shadow work or schema therapy, depending on whatever aligns with you at that time. So that is actually getting to the root of why we are getting into the same situations over and over and over again. And this is 9 times out of 10, or maybe 10 times out of 10, I don't know. We can track this back to our childhood. And it's so important to see that, yes, it all comes from me, but it's not my fault. It's not anyone else's fault either. But it's just it's my experiences that have shaped me. And coming to that point where you don't allow your past experiences to shape your future, to actually take control and accountability for where you are right now and what you can do about it. So I would say this is really a power phase, digging into your past. And this is why the seven stages of grief is so important to actually do that, according to me. Because if we are in, let's say, stage 2 or 3, denial, anger, or the bargaining and depression, we will not be able to take accountability. We will still be hurt from this trauma, from this experience. So it's really hard to get into an honest schema therapy or shadow work, and it can actually do more harm than good. So that's why I would say that the seven stages of grief is very important to do before getting into schema therapy or shadow work in these, like, all of these situations, to not blame yourself or anyone else, just to be able to take accountability and move forward without resentment. So that is basically, like, the beginning of this process, starting with the grief, starting with the shadow work, and then we have the somatic body, or basically our nervous system, our physical body to work with. Because our physical bodies store trauma. Our physical bodies store so much trauma. If you ask me, I would say that it also stores trauma from generational trauma and past life trauma as well, based on my personal experiences and experiences with clients and people around me. But anyway, so when it comes to the trauma that sits in your nervous system and in your body, somatic work like breath work is a beautiful, beautiful way to work with trauma that is still stuck in the body. So meaning you can go through the grief, you can go through the shadow work or the schema therapy, and you can still have reactions based on the fact that your nervous system remembers so much more than we can actually remember. So our bodies, our physical bodies and nervous system can remember a lot more than our mind and our brain can do. And this can sometimes be a little scary, because especially if we've done a lot of work around this to get into traumas related to past lives and generational trauma and ancestral trauma, it's just how crazy the physical body remembers things. And that's another layer of healing, to calm down your nervous system in situations in which it reacts. And this can be with also everyday methods like tapping and meditation. But it's important to not forget about the physical body, to not forget how much knowledge and how much memories are stored in the physical body. So really doing the somatic groundwork of continue to not just work with your emotions and your mind, but also with everything that's in your physical body. And this is really a process that can take so much longer, I would say, because we don't know what's stored in our physical bodies most of the time, because we don't remember it, if that makes sense. There are so many things that we don't remember that's stored in the physical body. So I hope that makes sense. But anyway, after all of this work, all this healing work, I think one more layer is very, very important, and that's wording. How we speak about ourselves and how we speak about our experiences really shapes the world around us. So I believe that words manifest, and they can manifest very quickly as well. So for example, if you say that all men are trash, well, that's what you're going to see in the world. Once again, I've been one of those women saying that men are trash, and they are definitely not. I love men, and they are so important for the collective healing of this earth. Men are very important in my life. Men are not trash at all. But saying that, believing in that, will shape the world around you, and it will shape what you attract into your life. And that's why I also think it's very important to not have a victim mentality when it comes to your past experiences. So that's also a part of the process. At first, maybe you are a victim and then you're a survivor, and there are so many layers to this. It's just when we start to make these experiences smaller in a way, that we don't give them power over us and power over our future. When we identify with something for a very long time, it's scary to know and to explore who you are without it. Like, I wouldn't say that I am a victim or a survivor of domestic violence or abuse or anything like that. I have experienced abuse in this life, yes. But just like I have experienced a beautiful flower when I was walking outside. Everything is just experiences. And when it's just experiences, that experience is just like everything else. It doesn't have power over you. And when external things don't have power over you anymore, you can start to shape and form yourself and who you want to be. And that's why I love this work so much. Is it easy? Nah, I wouldn't say so. Do you fall back into old patterns? Definitely. Is that perfectly normal and human? Yes. It's a part of healing. Healing is not linear, it's circular, and or a spiral or whatever people want to say. And it happens in layers. So things that you think you've healed from, you will find another layer of further on onto your journey. But these ways of healing, the 7 stages of grief, the shadow work or schema therapy, the somatic work, and how we word our experience are so important in other layers of the healing process. Like, when things come back, it's not as painful, and it's just another layer for you to love yourself. But the groundwork is so important. To not run away from yourself, to not run away from your past. We don't have to identify with our past, but it won't help running from it, because then you will not go through these very, very important healing stages if you don't want to identify with it. But running from it will not heal it. So I really hope that something here landed today. And if you need help with this, since I've been working with this for a long time now, you will find all the information about my 101 coaching in the link in my bio on Instagram. And in the link in my bio on Instagram, you can also find the application for my 101 coaching, in which we can see if we are a good match and if you're eligible for a free coaching call with me. So basically, what I want to say with this episode is, don't give up. Healing is not linear. And you do not have to be a victim of your circumstances or your past anymore. You are so much more powerful than that, and you have the power to create and shape your future based on how you treat your past. So I love you so, so much. Until next time, take care.